So the captain you had really took you on as kind of he was kind of your mentor?
Exactly.
Right from the beginning, or did it take some time?
It took some time for that captain that brought me into the wheelhouse, because he was old school.
Yeah.
You know, it was always his way. Whatever he said went, mm-hmm. and he had the full backing from it. So it took, it took me 6 years to get to the wheelhouse, but it took me at least four and a half to start getting into him before he would even start letting me drive.
Yeah.
He started letting me drive, and then I started grasping onto it. He put a little more faith in me, and then the company called and said they wanted to put me in a program, you know.
And when you say he's old school, that's kind of how it worked. You weren't just going to get right into it in your first year.
No.
He needed to know that he could trust you and all that.
I'm going to say old school for the simple reason. I mean, that whenever we were coming northbound, we would have more time to do things like that. Southbound, we had to be out on the barges. Mm-hmm. So he would work with me northbound, you know, and stuff like that. And then there's times that I had to go back out on deck and work on deck, you know. Mm-hmm. And then he seen it. I guess he felt like he could trust me, and I felt a little more comfortable with him too. And then things started clicking along, you know. No matter what, back then, there was no program in place or nothing. I mean, he's the one that decided who was gonna be an engineer, who was gonna be a deckhand, and who was gonna be a pilot or whatever.
Right. You know?
But it's been good.
I mean, when you talk about the regulation now, and the safety procedures that are in place now, and kind of it's a system where people move up or they're screened, mm-hmm. Back even in the 80s, that was all kind of, it was informal. I mean, how did that all come together? It seems like it could be pretty chaotic, but somehow it worked.
It always worked. I mean, they had some knowledge of that, you know, in the backgrounds of it. But to me, it was very informal, for the reason is, I mean, if an engineer would come in there, you really didn't know what all he did know. He might have had background on diesel tractors, you know.
Right.
I mean, I seen that happen. Then you come in there, and the next thing you know, they'd be start out as an engineer, and then some of them worked their way up as a chief engineer on that boat. Mm. You know, same as a cook. A cook come on there. I mean, she might have worked in a rest home to where she fed 50 people, but the other one might have just worked in a convenience store or something.
Yeah, right.
And none of this training like it is today, because today, you know, you better prove who you are and you can do what you say. So, and I really believe in that, because it just makes things more honest, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I do. I believe in that. So.